B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
What's up, Wendy?
Hey, good morning.
How can we help you?
Well, it's not really a second date. It's like been a month or so that we've been dating.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy I'm seeing, he's just sort of fading out on me. He gives me one word answers and, you know, won't connect. I don't know what's going on.
Ah, the old fadeaway.
Yeah.
Okay, so what was it that happened last time you guys hung out?
Well, last time we actually didn't hang out. He took my son to a Bruins game. And
ooh.
I know. It's so hard when you're a single mom to find somebody who can get along with your kids and things like that. It's just, I think I have good feelings about the guy, you know? He's good with my son.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand.
Yeah, the fact that he's willing to take your son out somewhere means that he's at least a little serious about you.
Did your son say that he, I don't know, like, did anything weird happen after that besides, like, that's when the ghosting started?
No, I mean, it started after that, but my son didn't have anything to say about the game. He liked going. He had a good time.
Okay. Yeah. All right, well, you know what? We'll just give him a call and ask him.
Cool.
All right, cool. Hang on. It's a second date update on the 10th. All right, we just spoke to Wendy. She really likes this guy, Mark, and she's a single mother. She has a son. She's having trouble finding the right guy, and things were going good with this guy, Mark. He took her son to the hockey game, Bruins game and everything. But ever since then, she said that he's basically starting to, he hasn't completely disappeared, but all the signs are pointing to the classic fade away. So, Wendy, I want you to stay quiet, okay?
Okay.
We're going to call Mark right now.
Hello.
Hi, is this Mark?
Yeah, this is Mark. Who's this?
Mark, my name is Romero. I'm calling you from Hot 96.9. The Get Up Crew is myself and Pebbles and Melissa. Let me just explain why we're calling you. It's nothing wrong. It's all good reasons. Just let me explain.
All right.
So we got your phone number from a female who likes you, and she called us to ask you if you would go on a date with her. But hold on. You're probably like, go out on a date with some chick I don't know. No, she knows who you are. You know her. I'm going to tell you her name. And the reason we're calling you is because if you say yes to a date, basically we'll set everything up for you. Like, you can pick the place, the day, the time, all that stuff. Eat and drink as much as you want, and we'll pay for it. So her name is Wendy, and she said that you guys have been hanging out for about a month or so, but that she feels like lately, like, you're starting to kind of fade away from her, and she doesn't know why. So that's why she asked us to call you to maybe, like, see if you guys can go on a date that we'll set up and reignite things.
You know, I know what you're talking about, but I don't really want to talk about it that much. I know what you're talking about, you know.
But why do you not want to see her again? We asked her, and she said she's confused. She doesn't feel like she did anything wrong.
She's great, but her son has been hell to deal with. This kid, like, he's blackmailing me or something, if you want to call it. Like, he keeps photoshopping these pictures of me and, like, naked chicks and shit like that.
Whoa. Slow down.
Yeah.
Okay. He's trying to put you, it sounds like he's putting you in compromising positions and using that to get stuff out of you.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like, right?
Yeah, the shit had to take me to a Bruins game this last time. And they look legit.
Mark, are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. This kid's brilliant.
Wendy's on the phone, and she heard what you said.
What are you talking about? That's insane.
Wendy. Oh, listen.
I can't believe you would say that. He would never do that. I thought you took him to the game because you liked him. What?
Nope.
So he's showing you pictures of you doing sexual things with girls that aren't Wendy and saying, I'm going to show this to my mom unless you fill in the blank, take me to whatever?
Yeah, he's good. Like, he should be a professional because this shit is good. It's weird.
Oh, my God.
I'll send that shit to you right now. I will hang up the phone and get his photos if you really want to.
No, I don't want to see pictures of you fucking other girls, your homemade porn. If you're in pictures with other girls, it's because you're fucking other girls.
Listen, you're cool. Your son is a piece of shit, though. I'm not trying to get caught up in some Harvey Weinstein Me Too stuff, something like that, because this little shit is extorting you or whatever. And by the way, I want $675 for that Bruins game I had to go to with him.
You're making up lies about my son. All you had to do was say, I don't think we're getting along. You don't have to make up this bullshit. I'm not paying you for taking him to a game.
You guys are getting, you guys are getting a little ahead of yourself. Let's just calm down. Bring it back a little bit. Mark, would you like to see Wendy one more time? Perhaps discuss this over a nice dinner?
No, don't even ask him. I don't care. I f*** him. I don't want to go out with him.
Listen, I'm on Venmo. Cash at me. Venmo, give me the money, and then it's good.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
All right, so if you have an opportunity to cheat on the person that you're dating, just do it. Just do it, because they're going to think you did it anyway, and you're going to end up talking to us for a Second Date Update on the 10th. Seriously, we got a brand new one tomorrow. It's going to make you laugh at 7:10 right here with your Get Up Crew, Hot 969.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.